Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show. We are so grateful you are joining us today. We are talking about self-love today with Nadine Hatzitoulias McGill. We're so excited you're here with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how you became the self-love guru.
Oh my, it's been quite a journey, Heather. It actually started when I was very young, but I didn't realize it until about 10 years ago when I realized that there was a very, very big lack of self-esteem in women. And I always wanted to open a business for myself and struggled for 10 years trying to figure out what that business would be. And one day I decided that it was going to be about self-esteem. And I launched a business last year called Hats Off Group, Hats Off to Self-Esteem, to help women elevate their self-esteem. And when you asked me to be part of this book about self-love, the whole picture came together for me. So I had already started the business, but writing the chapter for this group, for this book on self-love, really tied it all together and put a picture in my mind and a vision about how I wanted this business to unfold and how I wanted to connect with women and serve them in this way.
Can you share with us, Nadine, how you serve the women in your community?
Absolutely. So to date, I have engaged in blogging, which you can find on my website. It's called Hats Off Group. And I have also been so lucky to be part of this group, What Self Love Got to Do With It group, that has extended from our book that we are talking about today. And I have also always been a public speaker and lucky enough to find events that I was part of, one being the One Woman Fearless Woman Summit, which was the first ever held in Calgary this February. And I have three speaking engagements coming up. Two are online with Your Holistic Earth, and one is with the Women Talk group, which is headed by Bridget Lassard-Dayel, and they are having a conference in Canmore this September called The Wonder of You.
Perfect. I love it. And also, too, you are expanding into having your own events, correct?
Yes. Actually, that's how I launched my business. I had a seminar in Calgary that I launched my business, specifically about self-esteem, and I spoke about my experiences with self-esteem and tools you can use to build your self-esteem. And then I had several guest speakers, all from different walks of life, but all who related what they do to self-esteem. And yes, and I now am expanding with that and have an event in Saskatoon coming up with you.
Yes, and I'm so excited about doing that one with you in September. So tell us a little bit for our listeners, if you could just share with them, is there a difference between self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem?
There is a difference. And people like to think that things come in order and are linear, but they are not. And I think when people realize that they are not, that things are circular, they won't struggle so hard to find ways to self-love, self-esteem, and self-confidence. I think self-love is probably, if somebody asked me for the first step, I would say learn to love yourself. And with that comes self-esteem and self-confidence. But because of where we are in our lives and the different things that happens in our life, we are in those realms constantly and circularly.
Perfect. And so when you have self-confidence, you can be self-confident in a job or a role, but still struggle with some of those results of being like a people pleaser and thinking that that is self-empowerment and self-worth, correct?
Correct. Yes. And actually that is how I describe myself in my bio. So I worked in the medical field, the educational field, and the human services field for 30 years now. And I saw that a lot. And I still see that women are confident in their jobs or in the roles that they play in the community and society, but are themselves struggling with self-esteem and self-confidence on the whole. So if I could just quote Caroline Mace, who is one of my favorite gurus. She started out as a medical intuitive and now speaks on spirituality and mysticism. She quotes, "To love yourself, really love yourself, is to finally discover the essence of personal courage, self-respect, integrity, and self-esteem." Those words are the epitome of what self-esteem is to me, because they are all-encompassing. And it comes from, like she says, the essence of you.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. How did you find that there was such a issue with women and people in society having that self-love vision, I guess, or that reflection of themselves and not being enough?
Well, it's everywhere in the media. If you pay attention to the media, we are constantly being told we're not good enough. We are constantly being told we don't look good enough. We are constantly being told we don't wear the right clothes or have the right makeup or, you know, engage in the right activities. And so it started there for me when I actually took psychology in university and we studied that kind of those kind of themes. So it started there with my realization. And then as I headed into the world of work, I was struggling with my self-esteem and confidence. And after university, I traveled a lot, which helps with finding out who you are and building your self-esteem. But when I got into the work world, I'm also trained as a nurse. That's when my self-esteem really crashed. And I started to think, I can't go the rest of my life feeling like this.
Sure.
So I need to do something about it. And what really, really catapulted me, I think, was when I had my own children and I realized that I have to be strong for them and I can't fake that because children always know. They always, always know how you feel, even though they don't have the words to express it. And so I had to start working on myself and my self-esteem to impart that to my children and then realize that I am here on this earth to do that for others as well.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
I find it very ironic, actually, in today's world as a healthcare provider, because I know I'm a healthcare provider and you were a nurse, so we have that commonality and we've talked at this at length. And it's interesting to me that as a society, people seem to deem healthcare workers as in a higher level. And it's almost like if you have an issue with self-worth, self-love, self-esteem, self-confidence in that space, it almost feels like at some point you can't admit that. That's what I found anyway. What did you find?
Yes, I totally agree with you. You can't admit it. And again, you have to go through your day almost faking it, so that you can provide the level of care that your patients deserve from you. So again, realizing that about myself, I needed to embark on the journey of self-love and self-esteem so that I could truly be engaged with my patients in their healing journey. Otherwise, I'm not giving of myself. I'm just going through the day in the motion of what a nurse is to do, which is only part of a healing journey.
Yes, absolutely. So what are some of the tools that you use and provide for the people that you serve?
Well, I am starting a group coaching opportunity. which you can also find through my website. In that, I get a lot of questions individually from people. They're scared to talk about this in a social aspect. But for me, self-esteem is something that you need to engage in with others. And so I have served others individually in answering their questions and their concerns, but I'm finding that they don't go to the next step because of a lack of courage, and we find that courage from each other. So I am offering these group coaching opportunities. As well, I have little tips that I give out during my speaking events, and they give you actual tips and things that you could do, practical things that you can do to get yourself out of that space where you just don't know what step to take. You have no clue and your mind is foggy because you're so scared. So I give practical tips on, for example, how to set boundaries and telling people exactly what to do. For example, I at my last speaking event, I talked about how not to say no, how the cost of not saying no affects us health-wise, and not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and physically. And I give tips like not answering your texts all day long every day, because that is impinging on your time and you need to learn how to set boundaries. So that is just one short little step that you can take one day to get through the process of saying no and being comfortable with saying no. So I give tips like that. And then I model. I model wherever I am out in the world. And I'm involved with dance through my daughter and myself as well. And so when I see women struggling with their confidence and their self-esteem, then I model the behavior I wish for them in that moment.
Yeah, I love that. I model what I wish for them. That's powerful. Yes. That is very powerful. Yes. And we often talk about modeling the way, but it's also for modeling the way for our younger generations, but also our peers, our mentors, and our colleagues, and our friends, right? And I think that somewhere sometimes that in that leadership or that mentorship role, that gets misguided. And mm-hmm. And that term leading the way or modeling the way, it's modeling that, as you say, as an example to all around you. I know with setting boundaries around myself, when my husband deployed to Afghanistan, it was very interesting because I had always been the one to be there for everyone else. And when I landed up, when I couldn't be there because I had a full-time job and a business, that's when I had to set boundaries and literally tell people that I couldn't be that capacity for them anymore. And if anything, and I told them why. And if anything, that actually made them step up and be there for me. So it's just very mm-hmm. interesting to see the shift when you communicate that and you start to set that, how people start to relate differently to you.
Yes. You're giving permission. You're giving permission to yourself and thereby giving permission to them to figure out how do I act in this moment and what is the best for you and I.
I love it. Yeah. And boundaries seem to be, and I also realize too, like so many people think that self-love and that self-love, self-worth component being boundaries, communication, and it's okay to say what you need or how people can support you. And a lot of people in today's world think that it's selfish. You see a lot of it on social media about self-care isn't selfish, but can you actually just elaborate for our listeners why it's not selfish and why that shift needs to happen and that viewpoint?
Sure. My whole life growing up, people I didn't even know sometimes would come to me and tell me their story. And because I didn't have a premise from which to listen to that story and help them through what they were processing, I would actually disengage. So they're standing there telling me about themselves and releasing whatever the story was that they needed to release to someone who they energetically thought would be able to listen. And I could not. I could not listen because it became too much for me. It happened over and over and over and over again. And I hadn't trained myself on how to be there for them. I had no life experience in that. It just kept happening to me. So to set those boundaries, to find yourself where you are in all of this, and to figure out what blossoms from you and who you are that you can then give to that person in that moment, if it is simply your ear, but really truly listening, that is setting boundaries that build you up to fulfill your purpose. And if I did not do that, which is what has been part of my journey over the last 30 years, I couldn't be what I'm doing. I couldn't be who I am today or doing what I'm doing today. That would have been lost. And I truly believe that is my purpose.
Love it. I love it. So how has this filtered over into you raising your own children?
Well, they were my guinea pigs. I have two very strong children and very different children. And just watching them and how they operate in the world, I was able to, let me think of a word. I was able to put together this recipe as I watched them and as I engaged with them and as I helped them and supported them in the world and be out in the world. It like I said, it put together this recipe that I can now use to impart to others. And, you know, because my kids were so different, I have an extrovert and I have an introvert for kids. And what a combination. What a combination. Like, I had the best of both worlds. And just learning how they learned and learning how they chose to be. And I call it chutzpah. They have chutzpah. And I also drew on their chutzpah. Do you know the word, what that word means? It means having courage. And it comes from within. Nobody ever taught it to you. And I needed that. So I drew that from my children and mixed it into my bowl of tools to do what I do now.
I love it. And those recipes aren't built like overnight. And I find that in that coaching realm, like, you can have the coaching program and you can go out and get your certifications and all of that. But yet so much of what we teach is what we've learned in our own journey, and we've learned from others. And then we've added in our own little salt and pepper, so to speak, or, you know, baking soda and other things into that bowl, which makes it unique. And so that we can go out and teach the world what we know, because my own coaching program and even how I coach my authors and my co-authors has come from the 10 years that my husband was in that, like 10 years ago when he served in the military, because he was gone for 3 out of the 5 years, more or less, in that space. And those were very influential years for our kids. And half of what I teach and the foundation that I have found for, you know, that foundation to move into that entrepreneurial space, to want more for your life, has come from my own journey. And then I've taken in and I've added, you know, this and that, and I've made it my own. And I believe that you're right. Like, you've added in your own pieces of it as to what's worked for your own kids into becoming that expert to go out and share your message with the world and teach others how to love themselves more. And I just believe that there's just so much value in experience and having gone through it, and you can mentor others in that. You know, younger women, younger moms, women's. And I also find too that a lot of the generation ahead of us, still, they're a very silent generation. They just put up, and that's just the way that it was. And some of them have come out and said, no, no more. How do I do this? I want to know. And so it's not just, you know, our current generation and the generations, you know, that are coming up and coming, but it's the generations ahead of us. And that's, I think, and those were our mentors, but that's shifting even in that generation. And I love it. It's so good to see. So.
Yes, I agree. Yes. And part of what I talk about in my chapter in our book mm-hmm. is taking, actually, I'll just read a quote.
Sure.
I talk about where we come from, who we are, where we come from. So this is one of my quotes in the book. Self-love is having the courage to sift through the misunderstandings and fractured relationships to find the nuggets of gold that only your parents could possibly have so lovingly deposited into your veins of wealth. So sifting through everything that you went through that you might think was bad as a kid or stressful, that really, really gave you the opportunity to grow into the person you are and to honor your parents for who they were and take what was beneficial from their personalities and now deposit it into your vein of wealth. Yeah. So yes, I hear what you're saying about the generation before us and our kids. My kids actually say to me, so before you leave this earth, clean up what you did. So I recycle all the time. And I also have told them, this is my recipe for cleaning up what we have done, what I
absolutely.
Do now.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Honestly, leaving your legacy too. And I think that is the things, because so often our power of story, and that is the true essence of how we leave our message behind, right? And that's why I'm so passionate about capturing our stories in the compilations that we do. And What Self-Love launches tomorrow on Amazon, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And it's an exciting, exciting day. And I'm just so grateful to have traveled this journey with you. And it's the power of story, and it's the power of leaving that message behind, because books have been around for centuries. And as we leave these legacies for our children, they'll be passed down. And it was our essence that changed what's happening in today's world. And my vision is for that word to get out about, you know, don't stay fearful because you don't think you're enough, because that is something that I don't even know where it comes from in society. I have no idea, but it's just there. And so how do you mm-hmm. go and change that? Well, you can start with taking 14 women with powerful networks, powerful stories, and you can put it into a space where people can access it through the word, through voice, through digital, and any of it. And it's so powerful. So I love that you have been with us today. And I love that you are, you know, in this book with us. And so what are your sort of your, you know, 1 to 2 takeaway tips for our listeners before we wrap up our interview?
Oh my. First of all, I would like to go back to what you said about people becoming coaches. One of the key things that I want to impart to people is not to just rely on the certifications and knowledge that you can get from outside of yourself. It comes from within, and you will not be any different than any other coach until you engage what is inside of you that sparked that interest in the first place. Anybody can be a coach if they go out there and get their certification. They will not be the coach that you are meant to be until you put yourself truly into that space of being a coach. That's one thing. The other thing is to become a warrior for yourself and the other generations before us or after us, and forgive yourself over and over again, because this is a never-ending journey. It takes time and it takes persistence to get to a level where you're comfortable saying, you know what, this is life. And these situations are going to evolve around me and circulate around me. And I am going to have to draw on my self-love and self-confidence and self-esteem continually. And I am okay being in that space. And I am okay making mistakes, because I learn from my mistakes and go on.
I love it. It's so, so true. And I just so appreciate everything about what your message is for the world and you going out and teaching, and how we've joined together in sharing our message. Through this book, through events, and the other 12 women that have come out and just really made this book a special event. And the work that you do is just, it's taking the world by storm, and it will, for sure. So with that, everyone, I want to just remind you to check out Nadine on her hatsoff.com website. Our book launches June 20th. Check it out on Amazon, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And look for our community on Facebook. It's growing daily, and it's a very awesome, awesome place to be for self-discovery, self-love, and self-mastery. Until the next time, I just really encourage you to go out and live your stellar life, one of self-love, serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and resiliency. So till then, go out and find that space within you to expand that love for yourself and live your stellar life. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.